This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is here. Todd, the radio god, is attending to his lovely wife, Carrie, today. Both of them a couple of health bumps, so keep them in your prayers. But Todd off today. And, of course, Daniel answers the phones when you call. Is there a nicer guy, a nicer call screener than Daniel?
I don't think so.
You know, we run around with our hair on fire around here, and he's just calm as a cucumber and super nice. So when he calls, just say, Daniel, really appreciate what you do. Super producer Chris Larson books the show for us. He's the guy you want to schmooze if you want to be on the air. You got a guest, or you know, you got a really good idea, and I can never get the hold of Hannah. And he ignores me. He doesn't. You know, we get a lot of people requesting time to be on the show, and Chris Larson is the gatekeeper. So he's the guy.
He's our Gelman.
What's a Gelman?
Gelman was Regis and Kathy Lee's guy back in the day.
Oh, I remember Gelman.
Remember
That's
Gelman?
Right. Yeah. Did they ever put him on camera?
They did
eventually,
all
didn't
time.
They?
Yep.
They used to kind of talk about him, make fun of him, and then they finally put him on camera. Yeah,
when that show was funny when Regis was around.
Yeah, right. So anyway, he is indeed our Gelman. And so Chris.Larson at flagfamily.com, if you're just itching to get on the show, he's the guy, and he's super nice too. So he'll take good care of you. Kevin and I get a little grumpy, but not these guys, not Daniel, not Chris. So glad to have you along on the program today. I have a very urgent request of our listeners, that I'm going to share with you in a minute. If you're willing to take this challenge, you'll need to call the following number, toll-free, 800-228-0550, okay? 800-228-0550. You need to text me at 701-367-2054. Again, 701-367-2054. Or super producer Chris at 701-352-8661. Text only for those two numbers. Okay? Super producer Chris Larson, 701-352-8661, or me at 367-2054. Text only, okay? Can't take calls on either of those lines, so it has to be a text. Okay, here's the question. And just a little bit of ground rules on the callers only today. Regular texters, regular emailers, regular callers even, if you contribute. I don't know, on average, we probably have 20% of our callers, maybe 25, that have called before at one time or another. Somebody's done the statistical analysis on this. They did when they determined that this was the number one most listened to radio show in North Dakota, western Minnesota, and chunks of Montana and South Dakota. For that, we're blessed, and we have an enormous amount of gratitude for you for that. That's real. Look it up. It's not hype. It's not bluster from someone that is going the other direction. It is the real deal, and we honestly are grateful and not prideful. Grateful, not prideful about that. Thank you. You heard all these people talking about Fargo ratings? Holy buckets! I mean, I don't even know, because we don't even look at that. We don't live in that world. Ratings go up and they go down. When we're number one with a bullet, we don't say we're number one with a bullet. When we're number 12, we don't say it. We just do good radio, and the chips fall where they may. But I'm hearing some interesting things about stations with a never mind. Anyway, just check it out yourself, find out yourself, and I think you'll know all you need to know about the ratings of this program and the radio stations we're on. And, of course, the 800-pound gorilla is 550K Fire. Always has been. We've added another 800-pound gorilla to that family. The two oldest radio stations in North Dakota, 550K Fire and 970 WDAY, also at 93.1 FM. For anyone 30 and under that doesn't know what the AM band means. They think it means, I don't know what, a kind of shoe or something. Anyway, there's also KTGO 1090, KLTC in Dickinson. We appreciate all the listeners on all those stations. So today I'd like to talk only to first-time callers. The regulars, anybody else, if you've called before, text me today. Okay? First-time callers only, and we're going to reward you. and hopefully reward the people that are putting on this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 2021 Red River Valley Boat and Marine Products Show. I go for the trout fishing, which is phenomenal. You ever caught a lunker there, a big old trout?
I have not. Not since I was a kid. When we went to the way back in the day at the Armory in Minneapolis.
Here's what I do to be polite.
Yep.
Let the kids go first.
Yep.
When a pole is set down and nobody's near it, go ahead and go for it.
Let the kids go.
But there's trout fishing. There's every kind of boat product you can imagine. Now, if you remember last year, the supply chains were really disrupted for boats and docks and, you know, I call them jet skis.
Personal watercraft.
The kids get mad at me. We don't have a jet ski. We have a watercraft.
Jet ski. No. Yeah. That's a brand name, but yeah.
Yeah. We actually have one of those little orange rockets. It's a Sea-Doo. What are they called again? They're kind of the pocket rocket, mid-sized one?
Sea-Doo, yep.
Yeah, what am I talking about, though? Do you remember the what it is? Somebody will. Anyway, they're fun. And they really take the stress off your back, but they were hard to get last year. You couldn't buy one. Couldn't buy a boat. Couldn't buy a dock because supply chains were disrupted. This is the place, this weekend, where you can be. And God bless them, they're having the event.
They're having the event.
Yeah. Every one of their Minnesota events has been canceled. They got cancel culture going on over there.
Well, they finished the Sportsman Show in Fargo last year, went to Sioux Falls, set up, and 5 hours before they were supposed to open, they got shut down due to you-know-what.
Yeah, sort of like basketball tournament shut down in the middle.
Yeah, truly.
Oh, whistle, we got a timeout. No, you're done.
Come on.
That's nice. Talk about PTSD.
Yeah, truly.
We'd use that a lot more than that crazy congressman saying serving with people she doesn't like is PTSD. We shouldn't use it for anything other than what it is. But boy, oh boy, if you don't think that's brought anxiety and pressure and depression to kids from the very start of this whole mess... It's official, folks. The cure is worse than the disease. There's no doubt about it. That's official. So thank you to Sinanco Productions for bucking that trend and holding it. I want to reward them this weekend by busting the doors down and thinking a little bit about spring. But seriously, if you're in the market for any of these products, you literally got to go now, get your name on something, best deals of the year, and not worry about it when it's... See, if you decide, gosh, it's nice out. Honey, it's Memorial Weekend. We should maybe get a pontoon. That's too late. You can buy one, but it will cost you two times the retail price.
No. Do it now.
Yeah, you got to do it now. So anyway, every first-time caller, free pair of tickets. I'll do family four packs if you're coming from further than 100 miles away. Otherwise, tickets are $10 at the door, and you can go online and find them for buck off coupons, so you can bring that in and get them for $9. But the show is Friday noon to 8, Saturday 10 to 8, Sunday 10 to 5. Okay, just a little reward for first-time callers today. When you call Daniel, just tell him my name, where I'm from. First-time caller. If you're saying, well, I'm really Kevin from Frazee, but I don't want to say that because all the people in Frazee know who I am, then you could say something like, I'm Trudy from Trenton. I don't know. Pick. It doesn't matter. Just use a different name and nobody will know. They think, there's something. Trudy sounds a lot like Kevin. It won't matter, okay? So, first-time callers go. Now, here's what I want to ask. What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about what we are seeing unfold in front of our eyes? What are we going to do? I don't want to watch one more video of an energy employee being literally laid off by the stroke of a pen. Watched one last night. Guy just bought a truck, had a 5-year note on the truck. So I'm going to have to turn the truck back in. Mortgage gone. I'm done. From the stroke of a pen. Why did it have to happen this way? And the Keystone XL pipeline piece of this is like literally lint in the bottom of your pocket as far as the overall pain that is coming. You heard Ron Ness yesterday on this program. Ron Ness represents 90-some-odd percent, I'd guess, of every oil and gas company doing business in North Dakota. Their suppliers, everybody. Nobody in any association that does the work they do for advocating for the industry, for the employees, gives back in the way of, we need to put more of our oil tax money into water projects, road projects, a warrior on the habitat. I mean, this isn't fat cat oil companies. This is real deal, folks, who live or die based on regulatory policy, the price of oil, and the conditions, the economy, the market. So when a COVID comes, it's a whack. Remember when oil went below? So... Days 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 of the Biden administration, we saw an unprecedented assault on the oil and gas industry. Now, you could be saying, I don't care.
He's just getting going.
That's not my world. I'm in banking. I don't care. I'm a farmer or rancher. I don't care. First of all, you all ought to care, because half of the taxes in the state of North Dakota are paid for by whom? The oil and gas industry. So that's why you should care, even if you're not in the industry. Number one. Goodbye road projects. Goodbye school funding. Goodbye. It's cut, 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 cut. Okay? But if you don't think they're coming for you, too, you got another thing coming. Found out on day 7, all of the pain of the 6 days of the all-out assault was doubled down by a climate action plan.
Oh, yeah.
Which single-handed goal is to destroy affordable, reliable energy.
It's all just so exciting, isn't it?
They're destroying it. They're destroying it. So, here's my question. I could complain until I'm blue in the face. I could analyze every one of those executive orders and tell you the pain that's going to be. You're a smarter audience than that. You know this is happening. You know what's happening. You know how this movie ends. My question to you is, what are we going to do about it? Please answer that question. First-time callers today.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMel. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, February 11th.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rents right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, for great people, deserve great advice.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Climate change will be the center of our national security and foreign policy. As Secretary Kerry, as our special presidential envoy for climate, with him, the world knows how serious I am about one of America's, by appointing one of America's most distinguished statesmen and one of my closest friends speaking for America on one of the most pressing threats of our time.
What's the most, two of the scariest words you heard in that? Just pick one set. I have one in my mind.
John Kerry.
That's what I had. Yeah. Even over climate action.
Statesman.
Yeah.
How about fleece artist?
John Kerry. The author of the Iran deal where we took them pallets of cash to love us more.
Seriously.
You can't make it up, folks. And you know what really irks me in all this? I'm not surprised by any of it. Not one bit of it surprises me.
None of it should.
Because, and you know, this guy, Biden, who isn't even running a thing, I don't think he knows which direction the bathroom is in the Oval Office. I really don't.
I don't either.
And he is being used in a way I've never seen a president being used ever. Remember what they said about Ronald Reagan? When, you know, at whatever age he was, that he'd forget, you know, the little where a pen was. He looks like he's head of the Mensa Society, Ronald Reagan, compared to Joe Biden right now. And you don't hear some of the same things about him. Can you imagine the whispers if Joe Biden was a Republican about what they're saying about when he says, trying to put away my pen?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see him trying to put away the pen?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yep.
He like literally is trying to jam a pen into a pocket that doesn't exist, and he goes, I'm trying to put the pen won't go in. He goes,
did you hear him?
I'll put it in my pocket.
What am I signing here?
Yeah.
What is this?
And my all-time favorite.
Oh, just sign it, Joe.
He's walking into the Capitol for the inaugural, and somebody either in his ear or behind him or whatever, you hear this voice that says, salute the Marines. You know what he did? He said, salute the Marines. That happened.
I'm not
making that up.
I know, man.
You got a week's worth of stuff there, folks.
You think you'll ever walk out of the White House on the way to Marine One and stop and just take random questions from reporters?
I don't know, and I'm going to stop.
Probably not.
I'm going to stop obsessing over it because he's just a vessel for a lot of bad stuff, and I don't know how he's being used, but he's being used. But the point is, none of it should surprise us. None of it should surprise us. Every person in the sound of my voice that spent the last 6 months worrying more about what Donald Trump should do different than realizing this guy was a warrior for everything we care about should be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed of themselves because this is what you brought. We had just enough infighting to make this an election that was closer than it should have been, and I believe it was 80 million to whatever. And I believe at some point we'll know Donald Trump won. But you could have prevented that.
Have you noticed how all the
problem
haters,
is? I'm not done yet. The problem is, that's history. It's in the rearview mirror. I'm not going to spend another breath on it. We are where we are. So what do we do? Got a very good suggestion from a first-time emailer. If you're a first-time emailer or texter, let us know, because if after the first-time callers, we still have tickets for the Boat and Marine Products Show. All we need is your name and town, and we're going to leave them in an envelope at the venue. So you go to the Fargo Dome Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and if your name is Kevin Flynn, there'll be a little envelope that says Kevin Flynn from Beulah.
I will run them up there personally tomorrow morning.
Exactly right. So we'll have them all there. So just need your name, your town, when you call 800-228-0550 or text Chris Ryan. I gave you the numbers. Here's the first comment on what do? We need to bond together as sanctuary states, North Dakota to Texas, Montana, Wyoming, Iowa, Missouri. Then we sue the, can't read that word, but it starts with an F. Then we sue blank out of these executive orders. Then we work to shut off food and energy supply. Most of the military is Midwest. They will turn with us. Now, there's some of that statement that's scary.
All right.
We're talking about having a military turn with us. Sounds like North Korea. Sounds like China. Sounds like a coup d'etat. But if you define sanctuary states as states of like mind, I agree with them. We do. I also think Minnesotans, you have a part to play in this. Because guess what? Without North Dakota, you're in the dark. Literally. You have a dark winter ahead, Minnesota, without North Dakota. Literally. There aren't enough windmills on the planet to keep you going. You got a little nuke? You got a little wind, but you don't have what we have, baseload, always on, affordable, reliable energy. Your grid is in the tank without North Dakota.
No, we'll be heating our house with fairy dust and unicorn farts now. That's the plan, I believe.
You don't have oil? You don't have natural gas. We do.
Yep.
We pipeline it to you.
Yep.
We truck it to you. We bring it to your refineries. You need us more than we need you, Minnesota. So if I were you, Minnesota, I'd wake up too. And become part of our sanctuary of common sense. Okay? And I do agree with the other point of the caller. The executive orders need to be litigated with the 50 best lawyers on the face of the earth, one by one. I could play you Joe Biden, but it would bore you, because you would hear him say executive orders were what? Like tyranny or say he had some dictator. We're not a dictator.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's a dictator.
Trump, need the votes.
Trump did less than 10 executive orders in his first week. One of them was to reverse the asinine, ridiculous, corrupt, dapple handshake between Dave Archenbaugh, his sister, and Barack Obama. That Earth Justice wrote millions of dollars of checks for and continue to this day to try and sue Dapple into oblivion. This is how they play, folks. They're going to continue to play that way. So one of Donald Trump's first four was to say, that's ridiculous. Get that project back on. Now they got, because of Earth Justice, because of Standing Rock, they have that project on the ropes again, too, which will single-handedly destroy the oil and gas industry in the middle of a very tough time. Never mind the regulations that are changing. Never mind the climate action and what that'll do to all of energy in North Dakota. Folks, I'm not being dramatic here. I'm being truthful. From every fiber of my being, we have the fight of our life on our hands to defend, protect, and preserve the North Dakota we know and love. It's about North Dakota now as much as anything. Yes, we should find other states that agree. Yes, we should bring them along. And by the way, we don't have time in fights like this to play nice. We don't. We need to have blunt, honest, open conversations. Be civil, but don't sacrifice your values to be nice. What do I mean by that? If I'm Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, and I'm Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford of North Dakota, who probably spent more time on one issue than any other since they have been governor and lieutenant governor, newly reelected, and that one issue is building relations with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They have bent over backwards with the help of Scott Davis, who's on the governor's cabinet, and a brilliant man who has family at Standing Rock, who has assumed himself. He gets this, and he has brokered an incredible amount of dialogue between those two entities. And the thanks Doug Burgum, Bryce Sanford, and Scott Davis have gotten from it, from the current leaders of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and more so the past leaders of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, is to spit in their face and fund lawsuits that have been litigated over and over and over again, and they're doing it still to this day. They were responsible for the shutdown. They were responsible for not going to one hearing or one and not participating in the normal regulatory process before this happened, and they bring in a bunch of fake news frauds who run around and say, oh, the water, you're protecting the water. Oh, wait a minute, your intake's down there. The pipeline's down here. It can't possibly. Wait a minute. There's a train that goes over. If there's a derailment, that's going to hurt your water a lot more than a pipeline. We're trying to take oil off. Didn't matter. Didn't matter because the billions that they get to come up with this fake crap is ridiculous.
Make sure Warren Buffett gets a few more bucks.
So the one contribution I have, and what do we do now? Look, we got to fight for our life, and we can't be nice. And Standing Rock Sioux Tribe should be cut off from every bit of aid and every bit of any monetary help they get from the state of government, top to bottom. We don't want to do that. We want to help Native people, and we do it pretty well. But when your leaders are authorizing millions and millions of dollars to sue you, they should be decoupled from the state. I want your ideas, too, now.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 Series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Austin police are reporting the Austin standoff suspect was recently diagnosed with terminal cancer and had only weeks to live. 43-year-old Bharat Naromanchi is accused of shooting and killing himself and another doctor inside an Austin, Texas medical center on Tuesday. Senator Tom Carper, the Democrat from Delaware, Wednesday introduced a bill that aiming making Washington, D.C. a state and full representation in Congress. The Washington, D.C. Admissions Act has received support from the Democrat Party, but Republicans say making D.C. a state would probably place two more Democrats in the Senate. The vote will need at least 60 votes in the upper chamber to pass, or a simple majority if the filibuster is abolished. Bad news, fellow nerds. Despite computer chip manufacturer AMD's record-breaking 2020, it anticipates PS5, Xbox Series, XS, and PC chip shortages to last at least through the first half of 2021. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm sensing a pattern here in bumper music. Are you trying to send a point there? Can we send a message?
We're going to do what they say can't be done.
Did they just sing that? We're going to do what they say can't be done?
Yes, they yes. Jerry Reed right there.
Well, that's interesting because I talked to Mike Lindell last night and he started singing that song. He said, you remember Smokey Bandit? I said, I do.
Yep.
We're going to do what they say can't be done. And then yep. He laughed.
Oh, this one would be appropriate too. This is always... always...
We're not going to take
it. We're not going to take
it. I like that, yep.
I think you got Leah bouncing her,
right, exactly.
Bouncing her head on this one.
By the way, Mike Lindell of MyPillow, one of our fine sponsors, the show doesn't go without him. I've talked to him probably a dozen times in the last 10 days and many times before that, but on a little less frequent basis. And he doesn't ever talk about how many pillows we sell. He didn't talk about how many robes we sell. He didn't talk about their fantastic sheets. He's talking about saving America and fighting for truth. And as you've heard, if you listen to this program, he has decided, because really, no matter how many facts you have and how much proof you have, nobody listens. This is where my wife is so smart. Because I'm like, wait, the list comes out. They're going to hear this. Who's going to listen? And then I have to go, you're right. You're right, dear. Why do we have such a hard time saying you're right, dear? Right?
That's an age-old question,
I have
friend.
No comeback.
That's an age-old question.
So, anyway, Michael Lindell is answering that question by doing a two-hour documentary on the, I would say, I dare say I know enough to be dangerous about this, irrefutable evidence that this election was stolen. Now, I want you to see the 2 hours, and then you decide whether I'm a crackpot or not. You watch all 2 hours.
Can't wait.
I'm thinking of reaching out to Bex folks, make sure they get it there. Sinclair's going to take it, OAN, Newsmax. You'll know about it. But no major network will touch it. I told him to buy the time on Fox, but I don't think they'll sell it to him. But anyway, he's on to something. So let's reward him. If you don't have one, buy a robe today. If your sheets are getting a little worn and torn, maybe it's time for a new comforter, buy one today. This isn't a pillow company. This is a comfort company. This is a peace of mind. Oh, I want to squirrel away from all the hassles. I want to have a good night's sleep on the best pillow money can buy, slide into those sheets, pull the comforter over, get into my robe in the morning, and please buy his book. Because every penny you spend on his book, which is $9.97, that's it, at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott gets you that book for $9.97. Buy 10 of them. Give them to anyone you know. Super producer Chris Larson's reading it right now. He ordered it from Amazon. He said, this book, I know. It's not a literary masterpiece. It's his life story. It's a God masterpiece.
You bet. It's a good story.
It's incredible. So sponsors like him make us go. Same with our friends at PetroServe USA, where there's home cooking today. Always is. I got a hankering for meatloaf dinner. I might head up to Harwood.
Where are we going, that Harwood?
Harwood, yeah. Mm. Want to go up there with me later?
I'm down.
All right. We could go to West Main Avenue, West Fargo. It's always good there. Chicken pot pie. How's the chicken pot pie sound today? A little chilly out there. I don't know. Or the Tater Tot Hot Dish Kev on 12th Avenue North. The choices makes me crazy. French dip sandwich or pulled pork if you go to Valley City. That is really the best truck stop, the best food, the best all-around everything for a stop in North Dakota. It is. Valley City, location of PetroServe USA, is incredible. Now, tell them Scott sent you, and they'll make the burger just a little bit bigger. They give you a little more French fries. They give you a little more today, pulled pork, French dip sandwich. Just tell them Scott sent you. Get to the counter there and say, Scott sent me. And if you don't like the special, ask for a burger. They'll make it to your perfect, however you want it.
Your specs.
Valley-made beef. You start with that, and you know you want green olives on it, you want sour cream on it, you want cheese curds on it. My son eats cheese curds on burgers. I can't even believe it.
Oh, so good.
Is it? Yes. Whatever you want on it. I'm just a mustard and ketchup and maybe a pickle kind of guy. But however you want, it will be, with the fresh bun from PetroServe USA, the best burger you will eat. Minnesota folks said, I want chicken pot pie. Go to Yulin. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy Stores, helping America fuel better. What are we going to do? Big question here. Tom in Tioga. First-time caller, a lot of wisdom in that great town of Tioga, home of KTGO. Go, Tom.
I'm a little off track on your topic today, but I just want to tell you about my disgust with the hypocrisy and double standard with the Democrats with this impeachment with President Trump. Senators like Rand Paul and the other ones who were standing in front of the senators or in front of the Congress, I think they ought to play and constantly play these videos of Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, Maxine Waters, inciting their followers to impart their violence on conservatives. Play that crap 24/7 and show how much hypocrites they are. But
Tom, can I stop you there for a second?
Sure.
I think you got a great idea. I think if this impeachment fiasco plays out in February, that's a great place for the Republican opponents to say, really? Okay, we're impeaching a president for this. He said blank, blank, blank. Can we play you what Maxine Waters said? Can we play you what Joe Biden said? How about Barack Obama? Let's take a knife to a gunfight. Oh, no, we don't take a knife to a gunfight. Remember that one? We don't take a knife to a gunfight. Has Donald Trump said anything even in the same universe as that? Barack Obama's a former president. Donald Trump's a former president. In a way, maybe that's what you ought to do. The problem, I think, Tom, with your idea, say if we created this loop and it was perfect and we got it to go viral and 5 million people watched it, it's noise to anybody on the leftist, TDS, Trump derangement syndrome wing of America. It's noise to them. They don't care. The truth doesn't matter. Double standards don't matter. It's not going to move the needle. So I hear you, and it's a great idea, and we ought to use it, but nobody cares. That's the danger of social media and big tech. There's so much of it out there. It's all noise. We've got to save our country, I agree. But I'm saying I don't think that saves our country, pointing out they're hypocrites, even though we know they are. Because I'll tell you how bizarre this is. Facebook, right? Big tech. Did you see the story about the author who has a book out about Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, here we go.
It's a historical book about Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Facebook will not run the ads.
California is changing all the schools, every one of them.
Do me a favor. Type in Mike Lindell into your search engine. Mike Lindell and Tucker Carlson. Remember, he was on Tucker Carlson last night or the night before. I forget. And just type that in. Like, I kind of want to go find out what Mike Lindell said on Tucker Carlson. My wife did this, and she said, look at this, honey. Look at this. Here it is. Mike Lindell goes crazy on Fox News. My pillow guy, Lindell, peddles crazy Twitter feed. My pillow guy shares wild Twitter conspiracy theory. Lindell permanently suspended. It is unbelievable. I talked to Mike last night. I said, do me a favor. Google your name and Tucker Carlson. He started laughing hysterically. Laughing hysterically. I would argue that guy has brought more truth to this debate, similar to what you're bringing with double standards than anybody. They don't care. So we've got to find another way to do this. Tom, do we have your name so we can put some tickets at the boat show front desk for you this weekend so we can You know, maybe blow off a little steam, yeah. Kicking tires on docks and boats and, you know, fishing and gear and, you know, maybe a resort or two. We got it. Okay, Tom. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And Daniel, you're throwing those in Slack for me, right? Just so I make sure we get all these names. I don't want anybody to get to Fargo Dome and not have their names there. And he's coming all the way from Tioga. So, we're good, Daniel?
We're good.
Okay. Lyle Davidson, Fargo. You're next on What's On Your Mind. I don't need your last name when you call, but Lyle's fine. Lyle, what's on your mind?
Biden was quoted prior to the election that by issuing executive orders, you're acting as a dictator. Suddenly, he's been issuing more executive orders than the previous four presidents combined in his first week of process. Why is nobody standing up, calling him out on this, and filing a lawsuit for his abuse of power and by taking the other two branches of the government out of the play on enforcing and enacting new laws?
Lyle, I think he must be mistaken. I don't think Joe Biden would have ever said anything like that, because how could he, after he's criticizing the then candidate, Donald Trump, for re-election, that his six executive orders as the first week were making him a dictator, and you don't think do things by he couldn't have said that because he'd obviously know he's a hypocrite. What?
I got to get the votes. I got to get the votes. That's why, you know, the one thing that I have this strange notion. We are a democracy. Some of my Republican friends and some of my Democratic friends even occasionally say, well, if you can't get the votes by executive order, you're going to do something. Things you can't do by executive order unless you're a dictator. We're a democracy. We need consensus.
Oh, man, Lyle, you were right. He did say that. He did say that.
Yeah, you're beginning to make me wonder, but as I heard that clip last night.
No, I was having a little fun with you, Lyle. Here's my point. I'm being very serious. You are 100% right. You raise the point. Every single Biden voter ought to now go, what a jerk. What a complete jerk. He says one thing as candidate, that you're a dictator if you use executive orders, and then he does it. You know why he does it? He gets by with it. There's not a media. Journalism is dead. It is gone. The swamp wins. They don't care. So that brings me to my question of the day, Lyle. What do we do about it?
We keep making noise. We refuse to be silenced. We stand up. We fight for our country. If we don't, then we might as well just start saluting the socialist, communist government that will now be in place.
You're exactly right, Lyle. You're a patriot. Appreciate the call. A lot of patriots in our audience. I thought the funniest thing in the Biden clip is he says, I have this notion that we're a democracy. Well, first of all, your notion is pretty near your IQ because we have a republic, last time I checked. We have a republic.
Yep.
Are there democratic principles to our republic? Sure, but we have a republic. I have this notion we're a democracy and you can't do it that way. We just did. You called yourself a dictator. Everything he just said, we've got to refuse to accept this, we've got to expose the lies, we've got to stand up for our country's right. How do we do that? Please answer that question for me. Jim in Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, see, I was just calling in from yesterday on the game and fish.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to disrupt your talk.
No, no, no. But that's called What's On Your Mind. So if hunting's on your mind from yesterday, that's great. And go ahead.
So what I was just going to say is, why can't we as farmers and ranchers, why can't we put in the same as outfitters, because outfitters can draw up to five or six tags after the initial drive. So why can't we get somebody at the legislature to put in a bill yet to allow us as farmers and ranchers and landowners to apply for five tags like outfitters can?
I love these ideas, and yours is another good one, Jim. I would do this. Brad Beckedahl is one person I can think of off the top of my head that represents you in Williston in the Senate. And maybe give Brad a call and say, hey, what do you think of this idea? Because any change at Game and Fish, take 99.9% of the things you don't like, can be changed by legislation. And if there is an army of folks that want change and talk to their legislators, trust me on this one thing, it will happen. And we're due next to talk to some of the legislators in the middle of this debate, but that's what I do. More coming up, don't go away.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hamburger? No, cheese. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it. You like that?
What was that, Republicans?
That's Republican lawmakers asking Joe Biden for some concessions on those executive orders.
I don't think it went over well. I don't know.
You'll get nothing and like it.
All right, friends, I have more emails and texts than I can read. I have a few more callers raring to go here. The big question is, what are we going to do about it? And I think we have to think long and hard about it. We've had some very good ideas that have began to blossom. We've had some very good passion on how mad we are. Now let's talk about what we do about it. Being mad won't fix anything. Complaining won't fix anything. We need a strategy. And I am blessed every day to get behind this microphone and talk to people who get that, who have more wisdom than they'll ever know. They have more wisdom in their pinky finger. Farmers, ranchers, business folks, teachers, retired folks. I'm telling you, I'll go down the list. More knowledge in their pinky finger than the swamp will have collectively. So I ask you to use it. And what you think ought to be done. Some are going to sit back and say, well, there's nothing new under the sun. So shrug your shoulders. You do that long enough, pretty soon you say, America as I know it is not available to my kids or my grandkids. So let's figure out what to do. I don't have the answers. I'm listening. 800-228-0550. First time callers and texters, let us know with your name and city that you'd like a pair of tickets. Family four-pack if you need it. If you're coming from more than 100 miles away, we'll give you four. Within 100 miles, two. To the Red River Valley Boat and Marine Product Show. I'm going to spend the better part of the weekend there, trout fishing, just to decompress a little bit from everything and thinking about all the ideas that come in today and tomorrow on the big question, what are you going to do about it? Noon to 8 Friday, 10 to 8 Saturday, 10 to 5 Sunday, $10 ticket, yours free. Two of them or four, depending on where you're calling from. 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. They, by the way, bring us the 24-hour hotline. They're the Be the Buffalo types. They see prices go up. They see prices go down. They see regulation go off the charts. They see it get moderated. They find a way to plow through. Companies like that right now are just on the cusp of getting capital to get back up and running and hiring, and they're being gut punched by Joe Biden. Excuse me, President Joe Biden. Somebody just said, what school did you go to, Scott? It's President Joe Biden. It is. Most people I know that have that, I call Donald Trump more than I call him President Trump, but some people I know don't care. Kevin Cramer doesn't want to be called Senator Cramer. Ed Schaefer never wanted to be called Governor Schaefer. They want to call Ed or Kevin. But if your buddy Joe needs to be called President to feel better about himself, that's great. President Joe Biden, who should be in asylum somewhere, unfortunately. It's a very sad situation, but he's still President of the United States.
President asterisk.
So somebody says something different, so I take that to your point. Anyway, the Oasis Petroleum 24-7 hotline, 855-200-1776. Another number available to you 24-7. And until the show ends tomorrow, if you call that line and tell me the answer to this question, what are we going to do about it? And leave your name and the town you're from. We'll have an envelope with your name and town at the Fargo Dome entrance to actually go to a real live show, like in the Fargo Dome, without anybody saying you can't be here. We're closed due to COVID. It's open, it's on, and it's socially distanced. They normally get about 5 to 5,500 people throughout 3 days. The limits now are 5,000 at a time. So we're more than safe there. Come on out and enjoy. I want to chat with Christopher Dotson for just a moment. We're going to have to talk to Christopher next week in greater detail about the latest on Senate Bill 2180. But I've had a chance to talk with Bishop Fulda. I've had a chance to talk to Senator Judy Lee, an off-air conversation with my friend and lake neighbor, Kurt Kroon, about this bill. And I feel like people are talking past each other. So I wanted to chat with Chris about this bill, that he is representing the Catholic Conference. He is talking to legislators about this. Chris, thanks for the time today. We don't have a lot of time, but first give me a quick update on Senate Bill 2180. I know the bishops have made the case that this bill, as written, would violate the confessional seal. I hear people saying, I agree, and we didn't want to do that, so let's change the language. Any progress being made on it, Chris?
On changing the language?
Yes, I'm getting this palatable.
I don't think so. No, I think what's being missed in some of the discussions is the bill does one thing and one thing only. It eliminates that one piece of time in a cleric's life when they have that confidence and they don't have to report something. That for Catholics, that would be the seal of confession. But it's when that capacity of spiritual advisor. If you remove that offensive part of the bill, there's nothing left of the bill. The bill doesn't do anything else but go after that exception.
Did you hear the interview with Judy Lee yesterday?
Yes.
Did you hear what she said about that? It's not her intent. She doesn't want to happen. Let's have a civil conversation. That's how we do this. We amend bills. We strike bills. She seemed like she was bending over to try and take care of the concern that came from Bishop Fulda. Didn't seem real fond of the fact that Tyrant was in a letter to the church faithful about what they're doing. But other than that, seemed very willing to work with you to figure this out. What am I missing?
Well, first of all, neither the Catholic bishops of North Dakota nor the Catholic Conference have ever questioned the intentions of the sponsors. We know that we take them at their word that they want to protect children. We share in that concern. Our focus has been on the bill. And as I said, we're already mandated reporters, that is clergy, for 90% of the time that they are in their job. If they see abuse at a school, they have to report it. If they see abuse at a wedding reception, they have to report it. If it's during Mass, they have to report it. The only thing that they don't have to report is what's provided in the confidence of spiritual advisor, and the bill does only that. It only takes away that exception.
So this bill,
I don't know how we can fix the bill, but that's all it does.
Well, I'd fix it. I'm no theologian. I just say spiritual advising, does not mean the confessional. Spiritual advising means something private between. So let's define what they mean, because, I mean, some of these people didn't even know that the church, teachers, priests were already mandatory reporters. So you're talking past each other. I'd have more conversations, and we'll talk next week. Thanks, Chris. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, your key to meeting and beating your New Year's resolutions for 2021. We're in a sauna right now. This will help, right?
We're sitting at 160-degree temperature. Our body core's going up. We're going to sweat out the bad stuff. A lot of great things happen in a sauna. You'll have a great night's sleep tonight. You'll sleep better. You'll feel better. You are better. You'll live longer. You'll live better.
Nothing better. Find them online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.